Okay, today's daf is Vachem Daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amabez by Kisalik Ravin. A couple lines up, but first let's finish up a topic that we started to discuss yesterday. The Gemara brought up the issue that is a Machlokas Tanaim and a Machlokas Amoraim and a Machlokas Rishonim in terms of the Kedusha of the first Kedusha, the second Kedusha of Yoshua, of Ezra, Kedusha Rishon, Kishla Shaita, Kishla Salavo, and Kedusha Shnia, Kishla Shaita, or Kishla Salavo, or Lo Kishla Salavo. That was the question that was brought up. We mentioned from the Hamak Davar, what exactly is the halacha in terms of that, even if you say kitchel or low kitchel, even if you say kitchel or salavo, maybe you can't bring all karbanos, maybe you can only bring karban Pesach. That's what they did, that's what we saw from the Netziv, at the end of this year. So I said, I just wanted to discuss the Rambam, that again, is much discussed, but this is one of the places to discuss it. So we will. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Vav discusses the halacha of Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia, of Yehoshua and of Ezra, and, just parenthetically, we've discussed also the difference even in the Hebrew word between an Ozer and a Moshiach. We say in the Amidah three times a day, Melech Ozer uMoshiach uMagen. Isn't it interesting? The Malbim points out, and others point out, that the one who led Am Yisrael the first time they went in was Yehoshua, Moshiach, and the second time they went in was Ezra, Ozer. Melech Ozer, uMoshiach. What's the difference between those two? So the Malbim develops the idea, and you have to work this out, in terms of all the times that it comes up in Tanakh, but Ozer is where we take part of the initiative. Right? We're doing part of it. And Yehoshua is more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu B'derech Neis. Ozer, uMoshiach, uMagein. So you have to work out exactly how that plays throughout the Amidah, but that's the difference between an Ozer and a Moshiach. So that reflects the difference between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shniyah, or at least the act. Not about the Kedusha, but the first act was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim, Yericho, the 31 kings, Shemesh B'Givon Dom, Yerech B'Emak Ayalon, all of the Nisim that took place in Yoshua's conquest. Ezra was much more natural, much more Derech HaTeva, much more we went in and we settled the lands, even just on a Hashkafic level, exactly how it happened. It's important to know the difference between Yehoshua and Ezra. So the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, says, Zesha Asa Ezra Shte Todos, that which Ezra made, brought two Todos, and the special Karbanos, to be Makadesh, the Beis HaMikdash. Zecher Husha Asa, the Loba Maisav Niskadesh HaMakom. When Ezra HaSofer, as described in the Ksuvim, rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't, says the Rambam, that he had to. The Beis HaMikdash never lost its Kedusha, says the Rambam. Shalo haya shamlo melech lo ur metumim. Ubamedes kacha b'kedusha rishona. Shekisha shlomo shu kidesho azara v'yerushalayim l'shaita v'kidesho sam l'asilavo. Says the Rambam, when Shlomo HaMelech, as a hemshech of Yehoshua's conquest, when he sanctified the Beis HaMikdash, that was forever and ever, right? That never changed. As we spoke a little bit about yesterday, the difference between Mikdash and Bechira. But either way, the Kedusha, the special space that takes up in the universe, that never changes. V'lefichach, and that's why the Rambam says, therefore, makriven akarbanos kulan. That's against that it's if. Makrivin akarbanos kulan. Right? Eve, you can bring all karbanos, afal bishein sham bayis banui. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's still a Kedusha. And to have the karbanos, you need the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, you don't need the actual Beis HaMikdash. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ochlin kachi kachin b'chol ha'azara, afal bishi chareva, ve'ena mukefes b'mechitza. In the space of the Azara, you'd be able to eat karbanos. V'ochlin kachim kalim, u'maisir sheni, b'chol Yerushalayim, afal bishein sham choma, shekdusha rishona, kishal l'shaita, v'kishal l'asalavo. That is the Rambam's shita, as he says here. And the Ravid is not happy about it. The Ravid asks a number of questions on the Rambam. Amar Avram svaras atzmo hizu. This is the Rambam shita, but it's not based, don't think this is based on Chazal. Ubekama makomos b'mishna im ein mikdash yirakev. Many times you find, if there's no base of mikdash, you have to let the fruit rot. Maiser sheni and the like. So what do you mean? According to the Rambam, you can just go and eat it. Ubigamara b'mitzia amru d'nafo mechitzos. Alma, lamanda amar, kedusha rishona, lo kitzel lasalavo, lo chilek bein mikdash v'yerushalayim l'shar eretz Yisrael. Right? There's no such distinction that the Rambam is going to have. V'lo od el ha-shani omer, shafil el-reb yosi, da'amar kedusha rishniya kitzel asalavo, lo amar el ha-shar et Yisrael. Aval yerushalayim el-mikdash lo amar. So he says the opposite. even if you want to say according to Rabbi Yossi that the rest of Eretz Yisrael was kinshala silavo, you would not say that about Yerushalayim. The opposite direction about the Rambam that we're about to see. That even if you want to say the rest of Eretz Yisrael was nisbatel, Yerushalayim was not nisbatel. The Rambam has the other direction. Why? Aval Yerushalayim lemikdash lo amar lefi shehaya yodea Ezra shehamikdash v'Yerushalayim asidem lehishtaros ulehiskadesh kiddush acher olami v'kvod Hashem leolam. Right? Ezra knew that this was not going to be the eternal Kedusha. There's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he didn't sanctify it with the ultimate eternal Beis HaMikdash. Kach, and then the Ravid has a very famous line, Kach nigla misod Hashem li-reyaf. Right? He had some type of vision. Some say that means, it just means he figured it out. Others say it means he really had a vision that this is what the pshat is. Lefichach, and then you have another line, this Ravid, every line here is discussed. You have the last five words of the Rambam, which is much discussed. Lefichach, hanichnas atasham, ein bo karis. If you go on Harabayis Bizman Hazeh, there is no karis. What is the Ravid trying to tell us? Is he trying to tell us that it's mutter? Like there's a Misorah quoted in the Meiri in Masechta Shavuos, that, and the Meiri and the Ravid were both from Provence, that he quotes a Misorah that people walk on Harabayis Bezman Hazeh Stam, even though they're Tameh, Mamish Harabayis, not just the outskirts. They walk on the Makom HaMikdash because of this, because there's no Kedusha anymore. The Ravid, though, most Achronim assume, the Ravid is not saying that it's Mutter. The Ravid is saying Ein Bo Karis. There's an element that's missing. Maybe there's a different, the Kedchi of Karis is only when there is an actual Beis HaMikdash, but the Issa Daraisa could be even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. But either that's the Ravid. But back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says that Kedusha Rishon is Kishul HaSilavo, but then the Rambam says the opposite direction of the Ravid. V'lam ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim she'Kedusha Rishon Kedusha HaSilavo u'b'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael l'inyin Shvius u'Maisros v'chayotze ben lo Kishul HaSilavo. Look what I wrote in Maisros, says the Rambam, that is lo Kishul HaSilavo. That's where the Rambam has his distinction. And this part is not in the Gemara. Up till now, could have been based on Deos and the Gemara. But now we have the Rambam. Lefisha Kedusha HaMikdash Yerushalayim Ibnei HaShchina. V'Shchina Eina B'Teila. Kedusha HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, that's totally on the Shchina. He quotes it based on Chazals, but it's not explicit. I mean, the Mishnah says in Megillah. V'Hari Yomer. V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashechem. V'Yomer Chacham Mavo Bishe Shomamin B'Kedusha HaSanein Omdin. Even though it is desolate, they are B'Kedusha. Aval Chiyav HaAretz B'Shviyas U'B'Maisrus Einu Ela B'Pnei Shu Kibush Rabim. Because there was conquest. V'Kiva Shenukach HaAretz Midehem. And once the conquest was undone, but the Lakibush, so then the Kedusha that flows from the Kibush was undone. The Niftarim and Atarim and Amaisrusim and Ashviyat Shari Eina Eretz Yisrael. Wow, it's not, doesn't have that special Kedusha status anymore. The Kibush Allah Ezra, the Kidsha, Lo Kidsha, Bekibush, Ella Bechazaka, Sheikh Zikuba. When Ezra went up, there was no war, there was no conquest, it was just settlement. We had Rishus to go back. Lefichach, and that's why that is different and that lasts. Lefichal kamakam shechziku ba'oli bavel. Vinis kadesh b'kedushas Ezra hashnia. Hari hu mekudesh hayom. Only what was reconquered, resettled by Ezra has the kedusha. And that's the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah just asks, he wonders, why should there be a difference? Right, the first one was conquest, the second one was settlement. So why is settlement any better than conquest? Eini yodeya makoach chazaka gadol mikoach kibush. V'lama lo nomar bechazaka gamkein. Mishenilcha aretz biyadeinu ba'la chazaka. You want to say conquest is undone by a conquest? So settlement should be undone by a settlement. And when we went into Galus, we also lost it. He says, I don't understand. V'tzarech li'iyun. Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Cairo does not answer the question, he just wonders about it. What's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? So that leaves the way for many, many suggestions amongst the Achronim. What is the Svar for the Rambam between why is Kibush not everlasting and why is Chazaka everlasting? So just mention it to two or three and then we will get back to our Gemara. The Rambam, the Tosfos Yantif in Maseches Idios. Why is this an Idios? Because in the eighth parak of Idios, the last parak, he quotes this Machlokes, the parak Ches Mishnah Vav, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati Kshayibonim Behechal Osim Klam Lahechal, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shemakriven Ava Bishen Shambayis. Right, that's the day of Rabbi Yeshua, right there. Kedusha Rishon, Kishon L'Shaita, the Kishon L'Asilavos. He quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and then he says, V'li Nira L'Tarets, Desfira Li, Dekibush Nachrim Asa, Umevata Kibush Yisrael. A non-Jewish conquest undoes a Jewish conquest. Masha'en kein bechazaka. Shechziku miyad melech paras shenasa lahem rishayon lahachzikba. Lo asa kibush umavata lachazaka shahaisa midas hanosein. War could undo war. Conquest could undo conquest. But the second time, the Jews had rishus to go in. They had rishus to the nosein. The Koresh gave them rishus. So that rishus, that act of settlement can never be undone. Even with a later conquest, which the Romans did. Ve'en lahashiv, minasinas Hashem Yisbarach, sheninna liYisrael barishona. You want, what do you mean? The original thing was also, it looked like a conquest, but it was really a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us a matana. Sheyesh lahashiv, shekamosha Hashem Yisbarach nasan liYisrael haaretz, kach nibu neviyav, sheyalu amachrivim v'yitzlu mehem, v'chein nibu al koresh malach parah, sheyachzira, aval alakichas huuma azos miyadenu, but the Romans, Lo matzinu ba nevua beferish lefichach shelo kedinat luha miadenu ve'in karkan exelas kinyer liyashadirei Rambam. You know, Bavel that was based on nevua. Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu all spoke about Bavel. No, the Romans is not, which is itself somewhat not so clear. There are definitely mafarshim that talk about Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu. Some of their nevuas are talking about the Romans and are talking about all future events. But that's the Tosfos. That's the Tosfos Yantif. Most of the pshatim given are explained in the derech of kibush is somehow weaker than chazaka, and that is why it is undone with a kibush. Just to mention one on the other side, and then we mentioned this a few days ago already, I think, and then we will continue. And that's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Beshalach. The Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk Vad Yavar Amcha Hashem, which is Bia Rishona and Ad Yavram Zukanisa, which Chazal darshan to be Bia Shnia, so he also discusses that Rambam over there, and he says exactly the opposite of everyone else. And that is, as the saying goes, the greater they are, the harder they fall. The larger the balloon is, then when you pop it, it makes a louder sound. In other words, because the first Kedusha, the first Kitcha L'Shaita, the first time they went in, Kedusha Rishona, was so special, but it was so delicate and so high, and it was based on Yoshua Ben Nun and the Aron and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechlod of Atzmo. So that's why when it was ruined totally. And it got even worse. Mashiach, the second one, was lesser, right? There was a much lower level Knisa, so that's why it lasted, ironically. And he quotes that from the Gemara in Bechoros, Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara discusses a Leviya, a Bas Levi, that's Nivala Lepasala, she could still eat Meiser Rishon, and she's still called a Leviya. But a Kohenes, that's Nivala Lepasala, she's like a Zara. She's like a Yisraeli. She's totally out. She's not even like a Leviya. She doesn't go down one level. She loses everything. Because once you have that higher level, so that's one, once you lose it, you lose it. It's similar to what we just discussed yesterday, thinking about it now. Right? The Rabbi Yosef Engel about Dichui. Nira v'nidche could be worse than Dichui me'ikaro. Because if you're in the parsha of a higher level and then you lose it, that's even worse. Nimsa, so says the Meshech Chachma, to keep it Eretz Yisrael haya ayideh ha'aron, the first one. V'chein beis hamikdash haya de gilui shchina, v'lachein ki chatu Yisrael pakuk nishasam legamrei, v'avikilu lo nechbishu. It was totally lost. Like the Kohenes. Aval bayesheni shalo haya kibush al yideh aron, shalo haya aron, ube beis hamikdash lo haya shchina. We'll get to this later. That's from the Gemara in Yuma, the five things that were missing during Bayesheni. Im kein lo havi akdusha berum mamala ad ki tifka me'ashimamon v'hachurban. It wasn't on the same level. V'lachein adayin hein b'kdushas an kayamin v'havi ke levia shenivala l'bi'ilas nus v'lo nifka kdushas levia. Nowadays, for the past 2,000 years, we're like a levia shenivala l'pasala. And therefore, it wasn't totally lost, and that's Ayavar Amcha Hashem, Zubi Arishona, because Hashem was involved. Ayavar Am Zukanisa, Zebi Yeshnia. That was just the Am, right? That wasn't Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Diuk in the Psukim that we say every morning. V'lachem Vayesheni, Kima De'ino Begeda, Rak Machon L'Shchinas Hashem, Kamo Gilyoni Sefer Torah. He continues and talks more about it. Okay, so let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Ki Salik. Again, we are just now continuing what we were discussing yesterday. Kisalag Ravin, when Ravin went up to Eretz Yisrael, Amro l'shmaitza kamei Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said this topic. What did he say? What shmaitza? So, what Abaya said before, that kachim kalim are nifsal bebekimas ha-mizbeach. You're not allowed to eat karbanos if there's no mizbeach. That's how we got into this whole discussion. You say the same thing about Meister Sheni, and we had the Brisa. So, Ravin set over in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, right, this halacha that Abaya mentioned, that if there is, the Mizbeach is damaged, so you cannot eat Kachem Kalim. Omar and Abirmiya hears it and says, oh, Bavloi Tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians, Amtul Diyasi Ba'ara Chashucha, because they sit in a dark land, Amri Shmaitza de Machashcha. They say dark and, without light, Chidushim. Right? Why is Bavel called dark? Right? Different Pshatim given. Mostly not here, mostly in the other places where this line comes up. Maybe it means the spiritual light. The spiritual light, right? Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkim, Rabbi Yirmiyahu would tell you, right? The wisdom, Ritva and Ksubas, the Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkim, and therefore there's light on the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So, you know, I disagree. That's a specific way of saying I disagree, that I don't think that this is true. Lo shami lehu, didn't they hear as follows, Hadatanya, the Brisa? The Brisa tells us, Bishas siluk masaos, kachim nifsalin. Thank you. At the time of siluk masaos, once the Mishkan was taken apart and, you know, put away in order to travel, and they put everything away, kachim nifsalim, kachim are nifsal. Kachim, kachim. And we think that is because of the siluk mizbeach. Vizavim umutzaram mishtachim chusla machitza. And even though, and this is a fascinating halacha, even though they put away the whole mishkan, and you can't eat karbanos anymore, sounds like kachim nifsalin, but there's still a concept of machanos. And that's why the people that have to be sent out of the camps still have to be sent out of the camps. The Mitzora, when they traveled, the Mitzora, which had to be out of all the Gimel Machanos, still was outside of all the Gimel Machanos. Even though the Aron and the Mishkan wasn't set up in the middle. They were in traveling formation, and still, right, Zavim and Mitzora had to be sent out, Michus LaMachane. Vitan, that's one Brisa. So one Brisa says, this is Rabbi Yirmiyahu talking, one Brisa says that at the time of Siluk Masos, Kachem and Nifsalim, you can't eat Karbanos. Vitani Idach, but the other Brisa says, Bishnei Mekomos Kachem Nechalim. In two Mekomos, what does two Mekomos mean? So Rashi explains, Kachim nechalin, chad bimkoman bimachanos, ho amuros behen kisha mishkan bimkomo, one when there is the mishkan is set up in the spot of the mishkan, the chad bachomakom shehesham derechalichas and mishanasu, and when they're traveling. So we assume, the havamin is that this brisa means, even when they were traveling, when there was no mizbeach set up with the mishkan, so that also they're allowed to eat the karbana. So a stira in the brises. So my lav, so how do you answer these two brises? One that seems to say you could eat karbanos only when there is a mishkan, and the other, and a mizbeach, and one not. So says the gemara, my lav, habakachim kalim, right? Isn't the, difference, kachim kachim and kachim kalim. And then that would be against Abaya, because Abaya extended this idea not only, where did it start from? You remember it started from on the bottom, we had Shiari Mincha, and then we extended it to Kachim Kachim, and then we extended it to Kachim Kalim, and then maybe we extended it to Maestro Sheni. So here says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, how do you answer the seer and the Brises? Maybe the Chiluk is Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim, and therefore you could eat Kachim Kalim even without a full-fledged Mizbeach set up. So says the Gemara, Amar Avina, no, maybe not, maybe there's a different way out of it. And that is, Idividi b'kachem kalim. Maybe it's both about kachem kalim, there's no kasha, and there's still no kasha in the, between the brises, har Yishmael v'harabanan. Maybe there's a difference between the machlokas we just quoted earlier, about Rabbi Yishmael and the Rabbanan, about whether you learn basar from dam, right, what we had, on yesterday's daf. So, one answer is that no problem, is a machlokas we shown and within kachem kalim, but according to what Abaya held, Abaya said even kachem kalim are usher to eat if the mizbeach is nifgam, let alone if the mizbeach is not even set up at all. Answer number one. We'll get to a second answer, but just to note that the comment about what the Ritva says, the Ritva in Ksubas Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, where the Gemara there talks about Ulitzion Ye Amar Ish Vish Yuladba. The Gemara says there, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Echad Hanolad Bav, Echad Metzapel Arosa, right, who is born in Sion, one who is born there or one who hopes to be there. Mitzape Lirosa, says the Ritva. Pirish, Avira Machkimle, the air, the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise. V'zoche ba b'yishivasa. V'haynu d'hadar amar Abaya. And that's what Abaya answers in the next line. V'chad minayu adif b'tray minon. Mishum z'chus ha'aretz. V'chisolik chad minon lahasam adif k'tray minayu. If somebody from Babel goes up to Eretz Yisrael, like we know some of the Tanoim did, so then it's better than two of Babylonians. L'fisha yatsa mitumas Eretz ha'goyim. V'nichnach tachas kanfei ha'shchina. This is the Ritva talking, right? He goes on the Kanvei Shechina. V'gam ki kishadam lo made chutz l'mkomo kovei atamudo yoser umatzliach l'fish einu mizbatel. Then the second idea is not specifically Eretz Yisrael, but he says when somebody from Bavel goes to Eretz Yisrael to learn and he's away from all the other distractions, makes a difference, right? This is the source in the Rishonim for going to Eretz Yisrael for the year from Chutz La'aretz. Right here, the Ritva quotes it: "Kusha Adam lo made chutz l'mkomo koveya talmudo yoser umatzliach l'fishenam isbatel." To Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Ki avi hachlo avi yadam ikami rabbanan." When Rabbi Yirmiyah was there, "V'chi chsalak lahaslam bisban muad matzliach talimudo kolkach atakarilan bavloi tipshoi v'chulo." Okay, that's the Ritva in Ksubis. But again, the language is echad nolad bav echad hametzapel erosa. The Chavetz Chaim, I think I mentioned this before, the Chavetz Chaim notes that the question in Shabbos Lamed Aleph is Tzipisa Yeshua. It doesn't say Kivita Yeshua. Tzipita is not just a hoping, but a yearning that it's mamash about to happen. Tzipisa Yeshua. Right, what does it say? By Yaakov Avinu, B'Aviv Shamar Sadavar, Yoshev U'mitzapeh Masayavo. He's yearning, he's wishing, he's hoping, he's expecting. Expecting, that's what Tzipisa Yeshua is. Tzipisa Yeshua means we have to expect and yearn and really do our best to make it reality in terms of what we are hoping and thinking, the mitzvah of, or the concept of Tzipisa Yeshua. Also remember the beautiful ha'ara of the smak. The smak in mitzvah aleph. Say for mitzvah katan. Mitzvah aleph, the smak notes. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to hope for Mashiach? Tzipisa Yeshua. All the other questions we know. Kavati din la Torah, there's a mitzvah of Tama Torah. Asaitim a period of Arivya, there's a mitzvah of Peravu. Nasatim an atata be'emuna, you have to be honest. Midvar sheker tirchak, v'yapla reichal kamocha. Right, and there's a Isser of Shua Sheker. But Tzipisil, and the other ones are also somehow connected to Tama Torah. Hevata davar mitoch davar popalta b'chachma. But Tzipisil Yeshua, where does it say in the Torah, where is there a mitzvah in the Torah that I have to hope and yearn Tzipisil Yeshua? Where does it say that anywhere? So the smak in mitzvah aleph says it's part of the mitzvah of emunah, part of the mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha. And just like we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out once from Mitzrayim, and he was the mashgiach in the beginning of Jewish history, we believe also that he will be the mashgiach at the time of Jewish destiny, when history comes to its climax, and that's Bishas Geula. And that's Mashiach, and that's part of the mitzvah. If I do not believe, or hope, or read any of the Nevi'im, Sefer Yishayo, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, just have to open up the Sfarim, and the read, not too much, not as much in Yirmiyo, but the other two Sfarim, at length, we have Tzipisa Yeshua, and that's one of the tenets, and that's obviously one of the animamins, and that is also that ritva. Echad mitzababa, echad mitzabalarosa. How do we get into that? Bavloi tipshoi. Right, that's where it came up over here from Rabbi Yirmiyah, and the ritva quotes that line, ksubis ayin hey. Okay, we continue. So that's one answer, one way to get out. So when Rabbi Yirmiyah says, how can Abaya say this? How can he say that kashi kalim are not allowed to be eaten when you don't have a mizbeach? We have a seer in the Brises. And isn't the difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim? So we answer no. The difference is between Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan. Answer number one. The Ibayas Ema, or answer number two. Hava Hava Kachim Kachim. Maybe the Chilik is even within Kachim Kachim. Sometimes you can eat Kachim Kachim, and sometimes you can't eat Kachim Kachim. When is that? Umay Bishnei Makomos. So one Brisa that says that you cannot eat Kachim Kachim without a Mizbeach, fine. You can't eat the kachim kachim without a mizbeach. But what about the other brisa that says you could eat kachim kachim in two places? What does that mean, in two places? So we thought that meant when there is a mishkan set up and a mizbeach set up, and when there isn't and it's traveling through the midbar. But that would be a steer in the brises. So my bishnei makomos, kodem sheyamidu leviim es hamishkan, before the leviim set up the mishkan, ula'acher sheyifrigu leviim es hamishkan, and after the leviim take apart the mishkan. What is that referring to? So what it means is that there's a mizbeach there even if the mishkan is not there. even if they took apart the Mishkan, but the Mizbeach is out there, that's good enough. But of course, you need the Mizbeach! And therefore, that's okay, it's fitting in with a baya. The problem is, how do you put that into the words of Kodem Sheyamidu Levim Esa Mishkan? Right, before they set up the Mishkan. What's the problem? The problem is, the Mishkan is never set up, or I'll say it this way, the Mizbeach is set up after the Mishkan is set up. So if you want to take this literally, like before they put up the Mishkan, meaning when they got to a place, the Mizbeach was set up before they put up the Mishkan. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. The Mishkan was always first. The Mishkan got there. The B'nai Levi that carried the Krushim and the Mishkan, they set up the Mishkan before the Mizbeach was put into place. So you cannot say that this phrase of the Gemara should be taken literally before they set up the Mishkan. So Rashi says, it's Lav Dafka. This line of Kodem means La'achar. Exactly the opposite. But let's see what it means. It just says La'achar to contrast it with the next line of the Braisa, after they took apart the Mishkan, while the Mizbeach was still there. So it says, let's read the Rashi, on an Aleph. Shnei Bekomos. Lav la'achar shenosu, v'nis talik ha-Mizbeach ka'amar. It's not talking about after the Mizbeach was taken apart and put on and loaded on. Elachad minayu kide'isa ba'ora Mishkan natui kimishpato. Number one is, while the Mishkan is still standing, that's meaning, one makom is the regular makom, right? When there's a mishkan there. How do you understand the other one? V'chad la'acha shepirku krushim v'kalei achatzer v'yadayin ha-mizbeach bimkomo. While the mizbeach is still there, after they took apart the boards, v'kodem sheyami idu laviyim es ha-mishkan denakat hacha la'dafka nakat. Right, and when the Gemara says here, it's before the laviyim set up the mishkan, don't take that so seriously and literally. It can't mean before they set up the Mishkan. Why? Because how would you understand that? Well, they set up the Mizbeach before they set up the Mishkan. That didn't happen. That didn't happen, says Rashi. Why? Dulo mishkachas l'ashi ha-mizbeach munach kodem ha-amadas ha-mishkan. Shaharei kodem sheyachnu b'nei kahas nosei ha-mizbachos. Before the b'nei kahas, who brought the most special of the kalim. Ayuchone b'nei Gershon Murari nosi haMishkan umakim noso ubinisi asan hayu moridin as haMishkan tchila. Right, the b'nei Murari and b'nei Gershom, they set up the Mishkan before the b'nei Kahaz followed with the special kalim. So it can't mean before the Leviim set up the Mishkan, because the Mizbeach was always brought last. Umabidas haMishkan lefnei bo b'nei Kahaz, etc., etc. And then Rashi says maybe the cases where you did it illegally out of order. Maybe that's what it means here. If you happen to set up the Mizbeach beforehand, before the Mishkan was set up, maybe that would be good enough. So says Rashi, skip a few lines. Va'od, I b'sheshinu es ha-seder mukmisla. If you switch the seder and you set up the Mizbeach first, you would still have a problem. Heichi shachti karbonos kodem sheyamidu ha-mishkan. Ha'amar bezeo makoma. Didn't we have a couple last week? Shlamim sheshachtim kodem sheyamidu leviyam psulin. You have to have Pesach Ohel Moed. If you don't have an Ohel Moed, and that's what we discussed, how does the Rambam work that out? In Makriv Karbanos Alav Yishem Mizbeach Banui. V'gasinon lo b'shishinu es ha-seder. Ay, v'ahu deizeo makomon. And then the Rashi adds, and this we discussed. Rashi says, maybe that only applies to Shlamim. V'ahi deizeo makomon Shlamim dafka ka'amar. V'shum dechsiv behu v'shachtu Pesach Ohel Moed v'lo yalav shar karbanos kachim minayu. See, if you want to say you take this line literally, A, it has to be, it was that they did the order not appropriately. And number two, it's not by Shlomim. So if you have those two givens, that they didn't do it properly, and it was not by Shlomim, so then maybe you could take this line literally. But otherwise, what does this line mean? Kodem sheyavinu yamidu leviyim es ha-mishkan does not mean that. It means, once the Mizbeach was already there. And maybe it means the normal time when the Mizbeach and the Mishkan was set up, and even after they took it down before they moved the Mizbeach. Those are the two makomos that are used here. And that's what the Braisa means, that Kachi Kachi could be eaten by two makomos. What does the Braisa mean that it cannot be eaten? When there is no Mizbeach. When there is no Mizbeach, that's when you wouldn't be able to eat Kachim when there is no Mizbeach. Good. Continuing, we're still in the middle of the sentence, really, says the Bryce Gemara, Mao de Tema, what would be the Havamina that once you took down the walls of the Mishkan, even though the Mizbeach is still set up, I might have thought that you've already ruined it. Mao de Tema, if Saluhuba Yotze. It's already called Yotze. Not that you moved, but you've removed all of the surroundings. That's an interesting type of yotzei, right? Not that you went out anywhere, but your surroundings have disappeared. So you might have thought that that's nifsal. Kamashbalan, no, you're still allowed to eat. They were still allowed to eat kachikachim, during the travelings of the Mishkan. Ve'emahachinami, but maybe that's true. Maybe it should be nifsal b'yotzei. Amakrav, v'nasa ohel moed. Avavisha nasa ohel moedu. Even though Nasa, the Mishkan started traveling, Oal Moedu, it is still considered an Oal Moed, and therefore it's not Nifsal B'yotze. Good. Even though, right, we said Rashi holds here, at least in one day. When you read the Rashi, it doesn't sound like yet. Rashi's trying to explain, if you would take the Pasuk the Gemara literally, you know, how would you understand? And he says, these are the assumptions. There were Steerus, Tosas here asked a lot of kashas on Rashi. Why should it be limited to Shlomim? One might be able to read the Rashi that it's not really Rashi's shita, what he holds of, conviction-wise. Right? It's just that he's saying, if you want to read the Gemara this way, you would have to hold this. So, that's one way to get out of the kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi. Right? Tosfos on the bottom here, Kodem Shem Yidu HaMishkan, he has problems with his shita of Rashi. Okay, but there are other answers, given. The Mikdash David has a question here. What happens, right? But the question here is that, shechting a carbon, Pesach Ohel Moed. What happens if you shecht a carbon inside the Heichal? Do the doors have to be open? The whole idea of shechting it in the Azara is that you have to have a connection to Ohel Moed, to inside the Heichal. And that's why the doors have to be open. So what about if you're in the Heichal shechting? Do the doors have to be open? Or of course not. You're in the place where you have to connect to. You know, that's fine. The Hine says the Mikdash David and Simon Chav Zayin. Bahidu Shlamim Sheshachtan Bachutz. Kodem Psichas Vlasas Ahechal Depatur. Jinei Reila Pesach Ohel Moed. Yesh Layein. The Gemara says, Menachas Anavches. Shlamim Sheshachtan Behechal Ksherim. The Shlamim that you shechtan in the Hechal is Kasher. Tichsif Pesach Ohel Moed. And Velo Yehei Tafel Chomer Mona Iker. The Sukkah we had about a month ago. Right? That you can never have Tafel Chomer than the Iker. You can't have the secondary more Chomer than the Iker. So if you could check something in the Azara, Pesach Ohel Moed, surely you could check something in the Ohel Moed. That's the Gemara in Menachos. But his question is, do the doors have to be opened? Im kein, roi lefnim, sheyachol l'shalta v'echal atzmo, u'bishochid v'echal atzmo, vadai, lo shani, b'ne hayu dalsos ha-psuchot oskuros. He assumes there shouldn't be a difference. Kiva da shchita v'echal atzmo, to v'echal obina Pesach Ohel Moed. And therefore he assumes that you would not need the doors open because you are in the ultimate Iker place. The Sfasemis and Menachas there on Daf Ches is not so sure about it, which means there is a tzad to say that yes, you would still need the doors open. It's the connection. It's not just the place. It's not just the place itself. The Nitziv also notes, also trying to answer up some of the kashas that Tosfos has on Rashi, even Rashi would agree that the Zrika needs Pesach Ohel Moed, even if the Shechita does not. So some of the kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi have to do with the Zrika and not the Shechita. Right, that's the same Netziv that we mentioned in Paragimel. Pasuk Beis, we mentioned it a few days ago, why Shlamim might have a higher standard than other Karbanos, because Shlamim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. So maybe it's not Nikar that is a Karban. Right, that's why the others are Tzafon. That's the Netziv. Maishta Shlamim dechamer bazeh me'ola, v'nira mishim de'ola tuna Tzafon ha'mizbeach, v'imke Nikar bazeh, shu Shechitas Kachim, v'sakin mekacho. Kedisa b'menachas, ma'she'enkin shlamim, she'enk beida, mishumachi bina dafka pesach, ohel moi. But before that, he says, he quotes Rashi, and he quotes Tosfos, and then he says, v'lo kashamidi, tohasamu mishim kede lahasamich zrika l'shchita. V'zrika vada ma'akeves, Pesach Ohel Moed. That for sure, by all Karbanos, for sure. Masha'enkein b'mishkan, sho'aisa rak paruch ha'zamasach, v'yev'shal ha'saz ha'psicha, b'in shchita l'zrika. Right, if it's just a curtain, you wouldn't have a problem, even with take of the smicha shchita, and shchita right before zrika, you wouldn't have a problem in the mishkan. Okay. Let us continue. Again, there's more here, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Amarav Huna Amarav. Amrav Huna Amarav. Mizbeach shel Shiloh shel Avanim Haya. The Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of stone. Meaning, in Shiloh, they did not use the Mizbeach of Nechoshes. That was from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was made out of wood covered with copper and filled with Adama. Right, that was the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made. He called the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So Rav says in Shiloh they did not use that Mizbeach. They didn't use it. We just said earlier that Shlomo HaMelech built a new Mizbeach. They didn't use it. But here, Rav Huna Amar Rav is saying, even in Shiloh, they did not use the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, this gives us the opportunity for a moment to, let's do the next line and then we'll talk about it. Titan, your blessed Ben Yaakov Omer, Ma Tamalomar Avanim Avanim Avanim. Why did it say the word Avanim three times regarding the Mizbeach? Shalosh Pamim. To tell us, Echad Shel Shiloh, the Echad Shel Nova Givon, Ubeis Olamim. That they didn't use the Nechoshes anymore. At first the one of Shiloh that they came to, and then after Nov and Givon, and then the Bamos, and then in the Beis Olamim and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mizbeach Avanim mentioned three times. So let's just review for a minute the history of the Mizbeach. Right, this comes up in the last parak later on Kuf, Yud, Dalid, the beginning of the last parak, Paras Chatos. Kuf Yud Gimel. Where does it start? The parak starts at Kuf Yud Beis, but it's discussed afterwards. But on Kuf Yud Beis, Amid Beis, the beginning of the last parak, the Mishnah goes through the history of the Mizbeach and the laws of Karbanos. From the time that the world was created, right, for the first thousands of years, you could give a carbon wherever you wanted. Right, we find throughout Sefer Bereishis that people gave Karbanos, right? That's all considered Ad Shelo Hukam HaMishkan. Up until the Mishkan was built. But once the Mishkan was built, so then that was stage one of history. Stage two of history, once the Mishkan was built. Mishuhukam HaMishkan, the Mishnah says, Nasru Abamos Va'avoda B'Kohanim, Kachi Kachim Necholam V'Chulu. But once the Mishkan was built, that you couldn't give Karbanos anywhere you wanted. That was all the 40 years in the desert. They come into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan, and there the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, is in Gilgal for 14 years. So when it was in Gilgal, right, not too far from Yericho, so then Huchra Bamos. There was no Kavua Mizbeach, and therefore Bamos were Mutter, right? You could bring wherever you wanted. That didn't really have the status of the Mishkan. That was in Gilgal for 14 years. But after that, they moved it to Shiloh for 369 years. And once the Mishkan was in Shiloh, then Bamos were again Usser. In Shiloh, they had a type of middle Mizbeach. It wasn't exactly like the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't exactly like it was, right? The Mishnah says that it had stone walls, but curtains on the top as a roof. So the walls were stone. That's what Rav Huna is saying here. Not just the Mizbeach, but the walls were stone and the curtain was above it. Lo hayisham tikra ela beis avanim bilvad milamatan v'hayirios milamalan. That's what the Mishnah describes it at. Hi aisa menucha, that's what's alluded to in the Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, menucha. That was Shiloh for 369 years. But once the Plishtim took the Mishkan, took the Aron, and Eli died, and his sons died, the tragic story at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. So then for the next number of years, there was no Mishkan, and Bamos were mutter. That was Nov and Givon. First it was in Nov for 57 years or so, and that's when Shaul and Doeg massacred the city of Nov Yerakonim. Then it went to Givon for a number of years, and I think Nov and Givon altogether was 57 years, until finally it came to Yerushalayim, with David brings the Aron to Yerushalayim, and of course Shlomo Melech builds the Beis HaMikdash for 410 and 420 years, respectively, and that is the history of the Mizbeach, and that's what it's alluded to here, Shiloh, Nov, Givon, and Beis Olamim. The Svarno, in the beginning of Pekudei, talks about how even though we look at the Mishkan as a kind of a stopgap measure, we weren't in the Beis HaMikdash yet, so the Mishkan was nice for a time period. The Svarno says, if you think about it, the Mishkan was the only structure that was never destroyed. It was never destroyed. And it has that adifusa, ma'al yusa, that even the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have. Right? We call it Churban Shiloh in certain sources. But it wasn't it was Churban in terms of it wasn't used anymore. But it wasn't Churban, there wasn't a big, we don't have evidence of a big destruction that took place at Shiloh. It was just that the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, and therefore they stopped functioning as the Mishkan. But that's what the Svarno points out, the first Svarno on Parshas Pekudei. He quotes, V'lazelo nifsidu, ka'amrim zechorna levracha, shema tomar avat sivram ubatal sikuyam, lomar atse shitim omdim, sheomdim la'olam ulomei olamim, quoting a Gemara in Yuma. Right, in the footnotes, the Rav Kuperman writes, "Harei Mishkan Shasa Moshe in Betzalel Higiel Adarkas HaNetzach." Right, it was eternal. It was eternal, right? What's going to be with the walls of the Mishkan, Be'er Yibana Beis HaMikdash? We'll see. V'gamkein lo nafal davar mehem b'yad ha'oivim. Right, and nothing from the Mishkan itself, the boards v'chulu, no, never went to the oivim. Al hefech mashakar lemikdash shlomo v'kelov kimavur b'churban v'yis rishon al yidei nivuz radon. Shlo nizker sham davar me'inyani Mishkan Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. Doesn't say anything that anything was taken, right, and therefore the Mishkan has something unique and special that even the batei mikdash don't have. The beginning of the Pekudei is where the Mefarshim talk about, obviously, the Mishkan, but the one more, Rabbeinu Bachai says there's a gematria. Rebbeinu Bachai says, HaMishkan, Mishkan Ho'edus. Says the Rebbeinu Bachai, V'im taskil b'milas HaMishkan, Mishkan Ho'edus. Timso b'hem remez, l'mispar ha'shanim sh'amad b'ayis v'ishan b'ayisheni. V'chein b'yitzias b'tzrayim ha'shabon ha'shlomo ha'zabayis. HaMishkan b'misparo im ha'osios. That is 420. The word HaMishkan, right, which is 415, plus the five letters, that's 420, those are the years of the Bayis Sheni. Right, this is the Rebbeinu Bachai talking. V'chein Mishkan. Mishkan is b'misparo, remez the Bayis Rishon, that is 410. Right, because you take out the five and it works out to be 10 years less. V'chein Ha'edus, chaser vav, v'cheshbono, 480, which is the years from Yitzhak Mitzrayim until Binyan Bayis Rishon, so alluded to in this pasuk in the Torah already, says Rabbeinu Bachai, are the years of the Mishkan. So we have 369, 410, and 420. Those are the major structures of the of our Batei Avoda. Weiter. Says the Gemara, one second, the Rav Huna Marav says that the Mizbeach of Shiloh was of stone, meaning it was a different Mizbeach than was used all the years. Masav Rav Acha Barami, one second, well, don't we have another Brisa? Eish sheyarda min hashamayim b'yimei Moshe lo nistalka me'al mizbeach hanachoshes ela b'yimei Shlomo. The fire that was lit originally at the times of the Mishkan, it never went out. As the Gemara describes elsewhere, they put a cover on it, bizman, traveling, and it continued. And the fire never changed from and switched and went to a different spot from the mizbeach hanachoshes all the way until the days of Shlomo HaMelech. And the day the fire that went down b'yimei Shlomo from Shamayim was not removed until Menashe HaMelech. Rachmana Lassana wasn't even an enemy, right? It was Menashe, Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Yehuda, right? Menashe came and extinguished it. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Kuf Gimel Amabez, where the Gemara describes many of the terrible activities that many of the kings of Yehuda were involved in, all the different stages of how they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Achaz ha'emidu ba'aliyah. Achaz put in a pesel in the attic. Menashe ha'emidu ba'heichal. Menashe took that Avodah Zarah and put it into the heichal. Right? That's the terrible. Shenamar v'yasam es tesla ha'asher asher asa b'beis, and remember that Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, that the Chizkiyot didn't want to have a son because he saw his son was going to put a pestle into the heichal. Right, that's the story. His son Menashe. Right, and it says that's what happened. Amon hichnisu l'beis kachi ha'kadashim. The next son, Amon, put it into the Kodesh Kadashim. But a little bit later on, it says Menashe kader es ha'askaros. Menashe took every Sefer Torah that he could find and cut out the Shemos of Hashem from the Sifrei Torah, the Haras es HaMizbeach. That's what the line is important for us now. He was the one that put out the fire. He was Horas the Mizbeach. Amon, Sarif es HaTorah, he just burned the whole Torah. The Hel Hashmam es HaGavim Mizbeach, and he put cobwebs, whatever, also all different things. In any case, this is Menashe, Visilka. But what do you see from here? You see from this Brisa that the fire did not leave from Moshe all the way until the Beis HaMikdash. So how could Rav Huna say that it already left at the time of Shiloh? Right, Kasha. V'imisa meikaru distalakle. Right, it left earlier. Why does the Brisa say it went all the way from the days of Moshe to the days of Shlomo? Says the Gemara, three answers. Number one, Hu da Amar Karebi Nasan. Answer number one, like Rabbi Nasan, the Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer Mizbeach Shiloh Shanachoshes Hayachalul Umale Avanim. The Mizbeach, right, meaning it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Nasan holds, the Mizbeach of Shiloh was Nachoshes Hayachalul Umale Avanim, meaning the Mizbeach didn't change, according to Rabbi Nasan. So that's the discussion I'm sorry, that was a Hayachalul Umale Avanim, so that is the Machlokas Rishonim, right? Rashi quotes, Rav Huna da Amar Karebi Nasan, Rav Huna Kafala Rabbi Nasan Shita, Number one. Answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, my lo nistalka levatala. It did move. It just means it was never nistalek and ended. Levatala. That it was bottled from the Mizbeach and Achoshes Lagamre. Meaning maybe even Rav Huna would agree that in Shiloh, it moved, but it didn't move totally. Meaning it still existed on both. What does that mean? Mahi? Rabbanan Avar? Amazing. Shaviva Havi Mishadra. The Rabbanan say that the Mizbeach of Moshe and the Mizbeach of Shiloh, they were both there. And there were sparks that shot out of the Mizbeach of Moshe. The fire that went down in the days of the Midbar was on the Mizbeach of Moshe, and sparks went out and zapped the Mizbeach, the new Mizbeach, in order to burn the Karbanos. Right? Shaviva Havi Mishadra. Right? A bolt shot out from it. Rav Papa Amar, or Ushbiza Havi Nakat. It was like a guest. Vizim Nahaka, Vizim Nahaka. Sometimes the fire went here, sometimes the fire went there, but either way, the fire did not permanently go out. And that's what the Brisa means, even though it did switch at some point. That's how the Brisa could fit in, even to Rav Huda. Period. Tzadon Hassam says, the Mishnah in Meseches Midos, Ukshalu B'nei Agola, when the B'nei Agola went up during Bayesheni, Yosifu, Olav Da'al Amas B'na Darum, Da'al Amas B'na Mayrav, Kimin Gama, they expanded the Mizbeach. They expanded the Mizbeach on the wet, I'm sorry, that other question that we just had two answers, and the following, as we'll see, has three answers. So, they expanded the Mizbeach from the south and from the west, like a gamma, like a Greek letter, gam. My time, why they expand the Mizbeach? So, Amar of Yosei, Mishum Dola Sapek. Right, this is gonna have to do with what we discussed yesterday, that's why this is here. Cause it wasn't big enough. Lo Sapek, that's why they had to expand this Mizbeach during Bayesheni. Says the Gemara Amalei Abaya, Hashta Mikdash Rishon, Dichsiv Bey. In Mikdash Rishon, there was so many more people. Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim Kachol Asher, Al Hayam Sapek. For Bayes Rishon, it was big enough. Mikdash Sheni, Dichsiv Bey, Kol HaKol Ka'achad, Arba Ribo, Lo Sapek. Bayesheni, as we know, many of the Jews rejected the call by Ezra. They did not come back. And that's why the Navi describes how upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that we didn't, well, no, we're happy here in Bavel, it's okay, we don't need a Beis HaMikdash, right? We think that, in the past, it's a new fad that, people are comfortable in Galus and they don't want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. It's not a new fad, right? Thousands of years ago, and there was a Navi. There was a Navi and there was a Beis HaMikdash. And still people, nah, we're comfortable, we're good. Maybe we'll come for Yontif. Right, that's what they said even then. Right, so, but either way, Mikdash Sheni, right, there were only 42,000 plus Jews that came back. So how could you say that they built a new one because there wasn't enough room? Amarlei, no, it is true. Hasam Eishal Shrayim Misayatan. The first Beis HaMikdash had the special Mizbeach and the fire of Hashem, and that helped burn the Karbanos, and that's why there was enough room. Hacha ein eshal shamayim misayatan. Here, there wasn't the fire of Hashem that was Messiah. And this is where Rashi quotes that Gemara in Yuma at the end of the first parak on Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara says that there were five things that were missing during Bayis Sheni that were not there. And what were they? Says the Gemara, it's based on a pasuk because it's an extra hay and a pasuk in Chagai, five things. So we say they are Aron, Kapores, Kruvim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Ur Vitumim. Somehow those were got to be five. You got to team some up with some of the other ones. But Eish is one of them. Right? That's what Rashi quotes here. So that's why they had to build a new Mizbeach, because even though, you know, size-wise it might have been able to fit, that's only if you had Hashem's fire helping out, doing the Haktara. But if not, so then you need some other help of Ein Tzom Chana L'Neis, and that is why you needed it. Number one. The Sfas Em is also interesting here, has a, let's do the next line, and then we'll mention the Sfas Em. Kiyasa Ravin, second answer. Why do they have to build a new one if it was enough room? Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Shimon Pazi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Shisin Hosifu. They were Mosif the Shisin. What does that mean? Meikara Savar Mizbeach Adama Shuatim Ba'adama. Ula Basov Savar Shtia Kachila. What does that mean? By Mizbeach Rishon, what they do? When they did the Zrikos, and they poured the Nisach, but the Dam, they put the Dam on the edges of the Kronos, and then it drained down on the side of the Mizbeach. But during Bayis Sheni, they understood that they wanted that to be internal of the Mizbeach. Internal. And that's why they expanded the Mizbeach, so they had a pipe inside the Mizbeach, and that's where the dam went down. Because they darshined that it should be originally they felt that it should be filled, the Mizbeach should be full of earth, and therefore by the Nisach, I thought it was the Nisach, right, for the Shisan, right, Rashi quotes, the Nisach Hayayin, it flowed outside the Mizbeach, because the intide had to be full of dirt. But then they decided, no, shti is kachila. This should be like eating my, and just like my mizbeach adama shehu mechuber badama. I'm sorry, that's the next line. And what's shti kachila in this context? Just like the achila, right, so to speak, the eating of the karbanos is burned inside the mizbeach, so too this drinking of the mizbeach, so to speak, should be inside of the mizbeach, and that's why they had to expand it. That's why they had to expand it, that shtia ke'achila. Umay mizbeach adama, and what does it mean, mizbeach adama? What, does it have to be full of dirt? No, that just means, as we had earlier, shi mechuber ba'adama, it has to be on the ground, shalo yivnenu lo agabi keep him, it can't be on stilts, below agabi mechilos, and it can't be underneath the ground as we had earlier. That is shot number two, exactly about that. We also remember we had a Mishnah Malach a couple of days ago that mentioned that under the Mizbeach was somewhat hollow because they were worried about Tumas Hatzachom. So the Shisin here, you know, had to be maybe right next to the Mizbeach on the edges, but underneath might have been hollow. That's what we discussed, or maybe under the rest of Harabais was hollow and not under the Mizbeach, as we discussed, right, that's how they found the skull of Arav Na'yevusi, that was the Mishnah Lamelech, that only under the Mizbeach was not chalul, right, I just flipped it, but only under the Mizbeach was not chalul, fine. Sfasemis also says here, just to finish up, says the Sfasemis, Ksas Tema, Im Kein Bebayis Rishon, Asu Chas V'Sholom Shaloka Din Kol Hayamim, if they darshin, Shtia Kachila, and they darshin, this is what Mizbeach Adama means, so Bayis Rishon, they were wrong? By his reason, they were wrong. So you might have said that Chazal have the power to darshan in different ways. And in different stages, they darshan in different ways. But the Sfasemis says no. V'ef shalomar, kivan de ha'esh shalamala ochel lachin kimo yaveshin, havi shapir shtia kachila de ha'esh bala hayayin. It could be that by his Rishon, when you have that extra fire that is spoken about, that it like burned up the wine also. And that was already called an internal. Abu Bikta Shani, the Siyu Alohavi Misayeh Ha'esh, Lochain Lohavi Miskayim, Lohayim Miskayim, Shtia Kachila, Vuhutzrukula Harkiv HaMizbeach. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, again, tomorrow we'll have B'Hashem have Shir, and then there'll be a couple of days from the last cycle, and then one more before we get into our traveling, and then we'll get into the summer schedule. Okay, anyway, we'll stop here.